Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
Lots of work happening along York Street at the moment in Town Square. Of course, the new information hub will be open in early 2018. But the big question is at the moment, how would you like to see Alison Hartman Garden used? That's the question the City of Albany is putting forward at the moment. There's going to be a series of community engagement information sessions coming up as part of plans to give the park a bit of a facelift. It does need a bit of love at the moment. Having a chat with Jackie Freeman from the City of Albany. Jackie is the acting manager of City Reserves out there. Jackie, what are some of the suggestions so far on how Alison Hartman Gardens can be used?
Well, it seems that everyone's keen to keep it as a green space. Lots more colour of flowers, more, you know, in the gardens, maybe some play elements, shade with trees, more seating. So it sounds like people really want to use it as a bit of a community hub and somewhere to hang out when they're in the city.
What kind of events could we have at Alison Hartman Garden if we use it to its full potential?
Well, it's got lots of potential. As you see, it's quite a big space, and it also ties into the library. So we've got some of the courtyard ties into Albany, into the Alison Hartman Gardens, and then you've got the education precinct behind, which is going to have student housing, so then they can interact with the gardens as well. So that becomes their local park and a local park for some of the residents in the CBD as well.
So we've got some work going on at the library at the moment. Of course, the information hub opening next year, and part of the park has been sort of blocked off. Do we get that park back next year when the works are finished?
Yes, but it will be stage one of the works in Alison Hartman. So depending on what people would like to see in their space and what we come up with the concept, that will be the part of the stage one of works. The other side of the park will become probably stage two, and we'll work through that. So hopefully we'll get it back pretty soon.
So if people in the City of Albany want to have their say, you're going to have some information sessions later this week inside a shipping container in Town Square.
Yep, we sure are. We'll be there from Wednesday to Friday from 12 till 2 and 3 till 5. And on Saturday morning as part of the Green Fair, we'll also be there from 9 till 12. So definitely encourage everyone to come down and give us your ideas and visions for that space.
Alison Hartman Garden, how would you like to see it be used? Make sure you have your say later on this week. Engagement sessions coming up in Albany Town Square. Jackie Freeman, City of Albany, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Have locals spoken to you about the National Broadband Network, the rollout of it down this way?
They haven't actually. No, it hasn't been brought up, but I know it's been a touchy issue and it's been on the news quite a bit lately. And, you know, we live in such a giant country and communications is so important. And people in the regions, it's so important too. Like you, Terry, I work for Triple M too. And I also work for Country Radio, both in Mandurah and in Bunbury over the years. And communications and radio in particular is such an important medium. I mean, you look at the farmers, they're out there working all day long. They've I left my mobile phone on. Sorry about that. got the radio on and that's the only thing they're doing while they're driving their tractors around in the field. And it's such an important medium. People get their weather reports, you name it. So look, communications, the NBN, it's not been good. But it's been a bit of a bugger up by both the Federal Labor Party and the Federal Liberal Party. And I think they need to get it done and get it done right.
Mm. You speak about your background in radio. So you did Triple M for a while and then you went on to sports administration. You also spent some time with Aboriginal Affairs.
Yes. It's been when you get to the mid-60s, that like the age I am, you tend to have had a couple of careers in your life. I started off as a printer working for the West Australian. That then led into sales, which I worked at the West and the Western Mail and the Sunday Times. But I always had this burning desire to get into radio. So I came down and lived and worked in Bunbury for a few years, playing for Kerry Park Footy Club and working in radio down there. And it really opened up a whole new world to me because, when you're communicating with people, you really find out what's going on around the place. And that changed me as a person. And it also helped me become a better communicator. So, yeah, radio was fantastic. I also went back to Triple M back in Perth, worked at 6BR for a while, and then I think, you get to sort of a stage in life where you're thinking you're looking for a sea change in your career. And there was a calling for me, and that was Aboriginal Affairs. I had a chance to go and work with remote people in remote desert regions. And I've basically been doing that on and off most of the last 20 years. I had a little bit of a stint in New Zealand as the CEO of the AFL over there. That was exciting. My wife's a Kiwi, so going back to her homeland and selling those Kiwis all about the AFL, which I'm very passionate about, being an ex-Claremont Football League player.
Oh, they'll love you down here. This is Claremont zone.
Yes, I know that very well. And Daryl Panizza is a bit of a star down this way. And he also won a premiership at Claremont in 96. And Daryl and I played a bit of footy together at Claremont way back in the 70s and 80s. So, yeah, look, I've been very lucky in my career. But I think when you you just stay open to ideas, stay open to opportunities that lay before you, I mean, and make the most of them. That's what I want for the young people of the Albany and the Southwest.
It's always good to catch up with the team from Safe in Albany, saving animals from euthanasia. Back with us this week. We've got a full cast. We've got Camille and also Rosie. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Terry. How are we?
I'm very good. Now, this week you want to introduce us to Jake and Dazza.
Yeah.
First off, let's talk about Jake.
Jake is a lovely boy. He's a broad, lovely, thick, staffy cross. The little ones, with the, you know, they have no neck. They're really thick, broad staffies. And they're usually really, really cuddle
bunnies.
He's
very affectionate. He's great with children.
Very affectionate. Great with children. He's really good with other dogs, but he does have a high prey drive. So he's not suitable for small animals like chooks or rabbits. But
or cats.
So he'd be good for taking to Nana Up Beach, maybe?
Yeah. And he's very sturdy. When you get the big, strong staffies like that, they're very sturdy.
And he loves to play soccer.
Yeah. But he'd be great just mucking around with kids. That's the kind of home he's come from. So we'd love to get him a family or a couple, any kind of home, really. If you're interested, give us a message.
Message on Facebook.
Yeah.
Safe Albany. Tell us about Dazza from coming in from Esperance.
Yeah, so we have a dog coming from Esperance. His name's Dazza. He's a really lovely looking dog. He's Kelpie, Staffy, kind of working dog mix, and he's a lovely golden tan colour. And he's got the really cute ears that come right forward and kind of flop over his face. But yeah, head over to our website and have a look at him. He's a real cutie.
We've got some cats this week with Safe Albany. Camille, tell us about a few cats that you got there. Fruity, Sox,
lots of
Meow
cats.
Meow, and Notorious.
Okay, we've had Fruity come in. She's a very affectionate six-year-old female. Very lovely nature. Smoochy, constantly wants to be on your lap, follows you everywhere. Would suit children probably from 8 up, not really little kids. And Sox is a four-month-old female, very smoky grey colour, very sweet nature, vocal, likes to talk to you with her little white soxy feet, yes. She would suit no other cats to live with her or dogs with that one. And now other two are a bonded pair, Meow Meow and Notorious. Notorious is a Burmese cross and Meow Meow's domestic black short hair. Both have lovely natures, but really need to stay together. So we need a family for them because they're both good with cats.
All right, if you'd like to know more, if you'd like to get in touch with our Pets of the Week, Safe Albany, saving animals from euthanasia. You can hit them up on Facebook for all the details, and they're doing a wonderful job in the community. Camille and Rosie, thank you very much for having a chat with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Terry.
Sounds of Albany.
Jackpot today, looking very nice for this last day of October. $1,720 could be yours if you could tell me what this sound is. So you need to tell us what it is and where you can find it. She's pretty persistent. Mel's back with us. G'day. Mel, sound of Albany. What do you reckon it is?
Well, my daughter seems to think maybe it was indoor volleyball.
Indoor volleyball. What are we doing with the indoor volleyball?
Hitting it over the net.
Hitting our volleyball over the net?
Yes.
Unfortunately, you're going to have to hit your answer out of the field. Good on you.
Gosh, I get that sound all the time. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Mel. Cheers.
Bye.
Ben's back on the line. G'day, Ben.
How you going?
I'm very good. Sound of Albany.
Yes.
What do you reckon it is?
I was wondering if it was the sound of like a lever arch file or a clipboard, the spring-loaded bit getting snapped shut in one of the office supply places.
Ooh, we haven't gone there so far.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to close shut your answer.
No worries.
Sorry, Ben, can't give you the cash.
All right, bye.
See ya. Jackpot tomorrow rises to $1,740 for your Wednesday, which is also the 1st of November. Gee, this sound's been around for a little while, hasn't it? Part of the furniture now at Triple M. Have another crack tomorrow at around about 7:45.